distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else.
But you.
They were so convincing in their argument.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman, man.
Good morning, good afternoon, or goddamn it, good evening.
God
whatever
damn.
Time you choose to listen to the People's Champs. Thank you for tuning in. You are welcome. This is the Couch Sports Podcast, baby, episode 58, and it's cracking as usual. How you feeling over there?
Feeling great. Let's get it.
Good. What, like on Family Guy? It's raining.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain. Ollie Williams with the Blackie Weather Report.
I am David M. Allen, a.k.a. the Renaissance Man, the hardest working man on the internet, and the underground voice of the Detroit Pistons.
That boy is good.
That over there, goddammit.
Hello, ladies.
The Panty Raid Champion of 2017. And I know we still got 10 more months to go, but I won that motherfucking title.
It's over, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. That's the great Pearl Beard over there. Good to see you over there doing good. Beard's growing in real nice.
I've been cheating with my beard. I still don't have clippers because I've been using just the what I do is I hold the comb up to my beard on the side. And I've just been snipping it off like this. And then what I
that's
do is.
That's actually not cheating. That's actually real barbering.
And then what I do. To get this right here is I use the Mac 3 and I put the little bit of the Proasil shaving cream on and I just go like this to line it up. Get all this.
Yeah, it's hella clean. All you got to do is brush it, really, but yeah.
Oh, fuck you, Dave. You ruined my day.
No, actually, it looks great. And actually using the comb is what you're supposed to do. So actually, you were doing some real barbering and didn't even know it.
Oh, that makes me feel good somewhat. Let me put on my, once again, my black nationalist scarf, black power, and yeah. What if somebody was behind me and I would just bow?
Hey, you know what? That would be just as funny as, remember back in the day we used to ride like Greyhound and shit, or we'd be on like the public transit bus and somebody with their big ass backpack decides to go sideways down the aisle. Or they turn at the wrong moment and give somebody all that momentum in a heavy-ass bag?
Oh, my God. I miss catching. Remember that one time when that one chick tried to holler at me on Greyhound coming back? Were you with me that day?
And then she ended up like getting that with the immigrant dude?
Yeah, yeah. The Rasputia-looking chick. And the bus wasn't even crowded. The bus holds like 50 passengers. There's only like 15 on the bus leaving Sacramento to go to San Francisco, and she decides to sit right next to me.
So good times. Sir, so per Adrian Wojnarowski.
Per.
Free agent to be in 2018.
A long time.
It is, actually, so I don't know why this is being announced already, but Paul George has considered re-signing with the Indiana Pacers or joining his hometown Los Angeles Lakers. Paul motherfucking George. Explicit. Or as we affectionately call him, Peg, because when his kid's around, we call him Paul Expletive George, hence Peg. But yeah, what do you think about that?
I think he's forcing Larry Bird's hand because he's kind of tired of the trade rumors, seeing that he's the franchise player right now. Mm-hmm. And Larry Bird is probably going to you know, it's the typical fan scenario. Oh, we don't want him to leave and we don't get anything in return. That's all this is about, because it is a business. So it's timing. You say that now with the trade deadline. If Paul George got traded to the Lakers, who do you think Larry Bird would, if he got traded today or tomorrow before the deadline in, who are the Lakers giving up for Paul George as of right now?
At that point, they're going to have to give up somebody, because if somebody of that caliber,
you would have to fuck that core.
You'd have to fuck that core up. I get they said no the other day, but this is a different regime now, so they might have to look at it with fresh eyes. Or they might look at it fresh eyes. As long as it's not Brandon Ingram or Julius Randle or Clarkson, ship D'Angelo. Fuck it. Fuck him.
The thing is, okay, so I'm thinking about the Pacers. Jeff Teague is a unrestricted free agent this offseason. So that has a lot. That has a big role into it, too. We're just throwing shit out there, so this is nothing. You would have to trade Nats, probably a pick. And unfortunately, you'd have to trade Clarkson, because Indiana would need a three. I would want to see Russell go with a first round pick, Swaggy P, and unfortunately Larry Nance. But because they have Miles Turner, so they don't need Miles Turner paired with Julius Randle. That's not going to work. Monte and Jeff T are the guards, but they're on the tail end of their. Well, Monte's on the tail end of his career. Jeff T can revitalize himself if he plays like Jeff T can.
If they pulled off some shit to get Jeff Teague and Paul George, which you would have to really break up that nucleus, but you have a point guard and a star player and a couple of young pieces, and you're still young enough to rebuild and you should have some money. And, yeah, I can see where that would be cracking like hell. But
you would have to give up Ingram then.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a goddamn choice, but yeah.
Paul George would. Do you think Paul George would stunt Ingram's growth though? Because Ingram is going to be like, he could potentially be the West Coast Giannis, just not that
right.
long.
But. Right. And he actually got some Paul George in him. So, you know what? Actually, if he's thinking about signing there, you can wait that out. I wouldn't make a trade. I just wait it out. If he wants to go, that gives also the Lakers time to
get their shit together.
Yeah, yeah, and build and build some shit and see what's up. And if he still wants to come over there, then yeah.
But two things, though. First of all, is Magic Johnson going to be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not waiting for whoever player. And then second of all, why a day before the trade deadline?
Yeah.
Paul George is one of my favorite players in the league. So I remember earlier on one of our earlier podcasts, you had said that Detroit was in talks to trade for Paul George. And what was it, like Reggie Jackson, Tobias Harris, and some picks for Paul George?
Yeah.
Mike Ellis or something like that. Yeah. So Paul George to the Lakers makes sense, because you'd have to break up that young core. It would just suck because we never got to see what this young core would be able to do.
Right. And that's why I think you can just wait it out. You have plenty of time to wait it out. You do.
Yeah, because if Paul George
is asking for a first-round pick in exchange for Kyle O'Quinn, you know fucking what. All you organizations or franchises, whatever you want to be called, who are asking for first-round pick for mediocre talent, stop it.
Stop.
Fuck. That's like when the Nets, I want two first-round picks for Brook Lopez. Who the fuck do you think Brook Lopez is?
He's the curly-headed fuck.
A big, fat, curly-headed fuck.
Him, Blake Griffin, and Robin Lopez are the stepbrothers. They're the curly-headed fuck.
Oh, man.
He told him, to, first of all, you get your geriatric hands off of my mom. No, what did he say? You take your old ass hands off my mom. Then secondly, you take your geriatric ass and
your
you
liver spotted.
You're embarrassing yourself, you geriatric fuck.
Brandon.
Two things. You keep your liver spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint. And then you sit down and you write Dale and Brandon a check for $10,000. Or I'm going to shove one of those fake hearing devices so far up your ass,
Brennan,
you can hear the sound of your small intestine as it produces shit.
He yellow jumped on him and whooped him, and he pointed at Dale and told him that you're next. And he said, yes, sir. He yellow obliged, and he was getting whooped next.
I wish the trade deadline was today. Still a little less than 24 hours.
24, Legacy. Not really a good show like I anticipated.
All right, and I just seen a report that the Lakers are reportedly inquiring about Paul George, so...
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of, you know, it's a whole bunch of shit to get off the pot going on right now.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I mean, the next 24 hours is going to be cool. I guess I'll be doing a lot of refreshing. But
I wanted to ask you something about the DeMarcus Cousins trade. As far as, like, from New Orleans standpoint, have you heard anything about the Lakers being upset? Because remember in 2011 when David Stern nixed to Chris Paul, trade Chris Paul going to the Lakers, but now here it is, DeMarcus Cousins is going to New Orleans, and it's like nobody is nixing that trade. Like, why, you know, does the league still own or partially own the Pelicans?
I don't think so.
It's like it's a done deal then, probably.
That's why they turned it to the Pelicans, because whoever owns it decided they want to go with their state bird as the team name.
Pelicans are menacing, though. I don't know if you've ever been close to a Pelican, but they will fuck you up, though.
Oh, right. It's just the backlash comes from... It's like everything else, man. I keep saying the public, the fans, whoever, they don't know what they want. They don't. They're mismanaging their own goddamn life. So to sit here and have to listen to fans, like, you will never get anywhere, man. Like... Fans want certain trades, and fans want certain shit to happen. What the fuck do you know about running anything? Let alone a multi-million-dollar, or some in some cases, billion-dollar fucking business. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, oh, the Pelicans was a stupid idea, and then it's the fucking state bird. What's wrong with that? I'll agree that the jerseys are full of shit.
Oh,
I hate
the jerseys. Here's the thing. Brooklyn and New Orleans both have the opportunity to make some bomb-ass jerseys by reinventing their franchises, their cities.
Right.
And Brooklyn went with black and white, and it just says Brooklyn. Like, that is so fucking junior varsity. New Orleans red alternative jersey is clean as fuck, but come, like, I want to see design, craftsmanship to these jerseys. I don't want to just see words. I want to see some pizzazz, man. Why don't anybody do that anymore? I'm tired of... You know, like, not to be biased, I love our Golden State jerseys because it has a picture of the bridge on there, you know?
Actually, I like the, I do like the Golden State jerseys just because it looks like it was some thought put into it.
Right.
It's not just like on some plain, I don't really care for the ones that say Warriors across the chest. It's kind of like a half-assed attempt to, you know.
The crossovers.
Yeah, to pay homage to the old school jerseys, but it's like, fuck all that. But I miss the days when people cared about having the cleanest unis in the league. Back when the Rockets had the pinstripe joints.
Oh, my God. Those were hella clean.
In the floor?
Right. Remember courts used to be... Remember the Charlotte Hornet court with
the
honeycombs
on it?
The honeycombs was hella fucking clean.
I mean, yeah, the honeycombs, yeah.
Remember the Supersonics court, how everything but the paint was like a lighter color than the actual rest of the court?
I thought that was so cool. Even their jerseys were clean. The Hornets jerseys were clean. Even Minnesota, they come with it sometimes on the – nothing has imagination anymore, and it sucks from the dunk contest all the way down to the goddamn Christmas jerseys.
I remember my daughter being so juiced when she went to her first Warriors game when she was 5 – and she was watching the cheerleaders. And now it's like, if a little girl can get juiced off of watching the cheerleaders, I asked my daughter a few weeks ago, what do you think of the cheerleaders? Man, they do the same dances. They was like, thank you. There's no showmanship in even with the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at me. We all look the same, man.
They all do that stupid smile, that stupid high kick. It's a fucking half-assed dance. What are cheerleaders for?
I honestly, as a straight man, I don't even notice them.
Nobody does.
These are the type of chicks that wouldn't talk to me in the first fucking place.
Only people I ever see at a game paying attention to cheerleaders is some like 47-year-old dude who hates his wife. And it's like three of them in the whole fucking, you know, everybody else is paying attention to the fucking, what's on the field or on the court. And nobody else cares about the cheerleaders. This is fucking stupid.
It's like Ron Burgundy will put whatever you say on the teleprompter. In the thing.
For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
That's how they feel. Because he's like, I'm looking and I'm alike. And he looking at every cheerleader he can. He smell that herbal essence or that.
He said, do. He went on about his business.
Quiet, honey. The cheerleader's about to perform.
Here's the deal. I was thinking about this yesterday. The day before yesterday. Because I was upset. I went to the vending machine and got some candy or whatever. And I'm like, I just put a whole dollar. I was mad at myself. Now I was mad at myself because I did it twice. I put a whole dollar for goddamn Snickers. And I'm sitting there thinking, I remember being a kid and Snickers was like 50, 55 cents. I remember them going up to 55 cents and me feeling like, damn, another nickel? They really, you know, trying to get over on a pimp.
You know why? It's because we come from the generation where your parents would give you a dollar. Well, in San Francisco, the buses were a lot cheaper than in Oakland.
35 cents! I used to love catching a bus in the city.
I'd get 65 cents, and I knew which corner stores had candy bars for 65 cents and below. So I could get a transfer, go get a candy bar, and be straight.
I want to say this before we continue on the candy thing. Mm-hmm. San Francisco, geographically, or is it topographically, or however you say that word? Maybe it's geographically. Whatever. The landscape of the land.
Topography.
Huh?
Topography.
Thank you. That word.
Wink and the gun.
No, just the landscape of it is easy to get around. It's a bus or LRV or a trolley car that touches every corner in that city, and it's put together in a way that if you wanted to grab some loose change and say go a couple neighborhoods over and go get some candy just because you want something to do, you can do that shit and then walk back if you want to see all types of shit, and it's fun. Simple times, it's fun. San Francisco has the most free shit that you can do just as far as just sightseeing, walking, all that shit. And in the bad neighborhoods are usually more spread out as opposed to like growing up in Oakland. Like it's kind of like you need to know what corner, because it's fucking everywhere, or at the time it was everywhere. And it wasn't set up like for the transportation to hit every single corner. So you had to do some walking and some two buses and all that other stupid ass shit. But San Francisco had it cracking it for transportation and still does. I feel like nowhere else I've been does it like that.
Maybe
New
funny
York, I don't know, but fuck.
It's funny because ask the residents of San Francisco, people like my mom's, bitch and complain all the time. I'm going to get slapped for saying that too. I didn't mean to say that. Fuck it, we'll go live.
No. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
About the frequency. Oh, the buses come every 10 minutes. Mommy, every 10 minutes is a luxury.
A luxury! When I moved to Sacramento, quick time is every 30 minutes.
Right.
Like, that's considered a luxury in Sacramento because most of their buses run every hour.
Shout out to the AC Transit, the 82L and the 72L. The 82L take you from, what, San Leandro to downtown Oakland, and the 72 take you from downtown Oakland all the way up to like
the 82 is now the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's now the one, and it goes all the way to Berkeley.
Oh my god, that was a long ass bus ride.
Yeah, it's like almost 2 hours. It's like an hour and a half if it's no traffic or not congested. But when is it like that? So yeah.
Oh, the good old what bus
Shout
to catch?
Out to fucking AC Transit, man. I'm feeling the yes. Bay Area Transit talk. That's what I'm talking about.
There's actually a few BART stations that should be opening this year. The Warm Springs should be opening later this year, and also the I believe the they already have the tracks connected to go to the Great Mall.
And yeah. Because when I was still at VTA, they was working on that. But I'm not gonna say shout out to San Jose for figuring that shit out. Because for all those years of we don't want the Oakland and San Francisco riffraff coming down to our city, fuck you. That's why nobody takes you serious.
San Jose is now one of the worst cities to live in because of all the gangs.
Right.
Yeah. So fuck you, San Jose.
Right. Fuck out of here with your fucking.
Not the ladies that live in San Jose. You can't comment. I can. Don't worry. I got you.
You got me. Well, back to candy. This.
Oh,
is
I thought
lovely.
We were talking about candy.
Fuck. First of all, I want to say, Snickers, I sent you an email. I need you to figure it out. And anybody who knows somebody at Snickers, anybody who eats it and talks to their fucking quality assurance people, you tell them we're looking for them. We want sponsorship. It's time for sponsorship. And Snickers is on the radar. I emailed them, and I want a response, goddammit. I do.
Okay.
But I showed you this because this shit is delicious. It really is with the peanut butter. I just want to say, before you say anything, because I don't know if there will be a rebuttal or not, as far as food marriages, chocolate and peanut butter is hands down the greatest food marriage on the planet.
What about cookies and milk? I know you don't drink milk.
I don't
but
fuck with milk, so no, I can't agree with that.
You fucking asshole. There's going to be rebuttal, and my people is going to talk to you.
Chocolate and peanut butter, man.
I'm being petty right now. I'll say third because cookies and milk is number one. Peanut butter and jelly, hello? You.
As far as pure deliciousness goes, we're talking about deliciousness.
So you ain't never looked at that processed Goober's peanut butter and jelly when you was younger and your mama said you couldn't have it because it was too damn expensive and was wondering like, damn, that's kind of dope. Peanut butter and jelly in the same fucking jar.
I never trip because I'm the guy who, and I don't do grape jelly. I like strawberry jelly or jam.
Here we
I
go.
I slap big fat ass just my. The ratios of peanut butter and jelly are insane. This is the fattest sandwich in the world when I do it. All that little, let me give you a thin strip, but that's just that's a bread sandwich with essence of fucking. With the essence of peanut butter and jelly in it. All that bread, now I need something to fucking break this shit down in my mouth. Shit is stupid.
No, you're right. No, I'm telling you, peanut butter and jelly is better than peanut butter and chocolate.
It's not, but
it is.
If I had to rank it, at peanut butter and jelly, it's like fifth on the list.
Well, okay, what's the other? What's one we already
I can
know?
See if you said like strawberry syrup and waffles, that's delicious. Like cheese on fries is a good one.
Okay, all right, you might have something there. I can't eat strawberries, but
okay.
You don't drink milk though, so that just discounts all the pastries.
No, it does. You don't need milk to enjoy pastries.
You need a beverage. All right. So what about like cheesecake and like some brandy or something, or some
I've never tried that, but I've actually never tried that. I haven't. It was okay. This is what I do, because I'm a cheesecake connoisseur. So what I normally do with cheesecake is when I go on my sugar binges, I go on my sugar binges, and then I douse my system with water to kind of dilute it in my system. That's just my method that's worked thus far. That's normally what I do because I try to find some kind of balance. Because when I go in, I go in. Cheesecake is my shit, and pies and shit. I don't eat cake; it's the devil. So that's just usually how I do it. Cake and ice cream. I lost a lot of people when I said cake is the devil, but it is. This shit is disgusting. Shit tastes like a sponge.
That's the whole point.
Fucking gross-ass texture. It's disgusting.
You know, you know what? You have a very, very subjective, biased opinion about stuff, and I don't like it at all, mister.
You need a safe place?
We need to come to a happy median somewhere. This is unbelievable. And we're not
exactly unbelievable. Woo!
This is like that stupid Verizon guy leaving Verizon for Sprint. I want some answers.
This shit is delicious.
You're overselling it.
I'm not. It is delicious. I like that one better than regular Snickers. And the Verizon guy leaving was... That tells me he needed a job.
But he just said... He contradicts his statement by saying all the networks are great. And then he goes and say, are you going to pay more for a 1% difference? Didn't you just say all the networks is great?
Right. And a 1% difference ain't shit. If I'm looking at it, I'm looking at Sprint's horrible service. And I'm looking at Verizon... And I'm saying, damn, 1%. Well, fuck it, I paid a 1%. You didn't really sell me on coming to Sprint. And everybody knows Sprint sucks.
It does. It's a step above Metro.
Right. Unless you're going to give us sponsorship, then Sprint's all right.
What if they did? That would be like our episode 59, our first apology. So we had to do one of those fucking... We made a grave error. We had to do one of those... Typical HR fucking... Excuse me.
And I have like a fucking Sprint poster in the background.
With a Sprint hat.
Right. With a Bluetooth in my ear. Remember when Bluetooth came out and that was the shit?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We need to get back to this food dilemma. Because on the last podcast, I said eggnog pancakes, and you didn't. I'm mad that you don't even acknowledge the eggnog pancakes. You just glistened over them.
I did. I said
that. I'm not talking about last podcast. I'm talking about right now. I want my credits now. I'm pouting. Arms are crossed.
Eggnog pancakes is a dope-ass concept.
Okay.
Has to be delicious. Actually, it sounds like such a dope concept that I will probably try it without syrup first, like on the first couple bites, just to see. Because I need the purity of the flavor.
That's how you can tell if a restaurant, I don't care if it's IHOP, a mom and pop shop. Shout out to that one restaurant you took me to in Inkster, too.
Leon's in Dearborn.
Leon's in Dearborn.
That is my shit.
That's how you know when French toast is good, when you can eat it without butter. Powdered sugar or syrup. You could just cut a slice and be like, wow, this is savory. It's not dry. That's how you know you have some good pancakes, waffles, French toast, blintzes, scone, whatever the case is. When you don't need any...
If you got to hide the taste and the texture of it with fucking and by drenching it in syrup, then yeah, you kind of fucked up.
Fucked it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, IHOP had these delicious... I remember last year for my birthday, red velvet... It was red velvet. Was it a cannoli or a blintz?
Crepe?
It was a crepe. Yeah, the red velvet crepes with the cream cheese icing.
Yeah. They actually have another crepe, too, that's it's not sweet. It's like chicken and I want to say Florentine sauce or something like that. Their crepes are pretty goddamn good. I hate that they're a la carte because I feel like they should come with something.
Right.
That's just smart business to me. Why do I have to order that shit and then order a side? That shit is stupid. It should be a combo or something.
For me, it's just like, for years, Eggo's made waffles. Then one day, some asshole decided, hey, we don't sell syrup. Let's make our own syrup. You think? Everybody's been using Mrs. Butterworks or Aunt Jemima or... Some 100%
Canadian.
It's just
smart branding to do so. How you going to make something that needs a pairing?
And you don't sell a pairing, though. That's the cool part about it. I'm going to sell you this fishing pole, but I'm not going to give you the reel for it. You got to go to another company to get the reel.
Right.
I'm going to say the bra, but not the panties. Like, what the?
I'm going to say this coffee mug, but the handle was not included.
Hey, you got to go to my competitor to go get the mug, the handle and shit.
Right. And get it glued
you
on.
You got to go to the third party to get the shit glued on.
Right. It is the same shit, and it's hella stupid, but I'm tired of people kind of getting over with that. And, you know, one thing I learned, once I started, like, when I moved, when I left L.A. in 2013 and moved up to San Francisco, once I started messing with the local cafes, it was over for IHOP. It was over for, what's the other one, Denny's, all that shit. I care about food portions, how it's cooked, all that shit. Don't give me no, at IHOP, your shit is sitting in this window under this little faint-ass heating lamp, and the shit is, the eggs taste weird and feel weird.
Remember that one cafe I took you to? It was on Fillmore and I think Webster.
Yeah, but the service was hella rude. But the, what was it? I think the French toast was good.
But the service was fucked up. Was the service fucked up? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember the owners were hella rude and shit, and that's why you said you was about to stop going there too.
No, that was Eddie's. Eddie's. Eddie's has been a staple. Here's the thing I don't like about Eddie's, and for those of you that's from the Fillmore, you already know what I'm talking about. Eddie's is owned by a Chinese person, Chinese family. People in the black community has been supporting Eddie's way before way before even the white people and the Chinese people was there. As soon as they blew up, they would take your order and they would be just rushing you out. You're like, hey, man, you know, just to seat these white folks. So I stopped going to them.
Right.
They got pictures of San Quentin on the wall and shit, all these local Filmo artists, you know, they take pictures with them and shit. And we, as black people, were the ones supporting this business for decades before white people even started to move over into the CDP, to central part of Filmo.
Right.
So I'm like we said, the power's economics. So I don't go there anymore. And I refuse.
You fight my with your dollar.
Right. My cousin was like, well, I don't go there either, but I get takeout. No, don't get takeout. Find another place. It's not
You don't get
good.
No takeout. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Right. Well, I don't have to feel rushed. No, fuck all that. But San Francisco.
You're still giving him your dollar.
If you guys ever come to San Francisco, holler at me, man. I will show you where everything is. I will show you best. I'm talking about some of the best foods you will have because there's so many fusion type of restaurants. There's so many fucking creative things. San Francisco is a foodie city. As much as I hate what's going on in the city right now, that's one thing I do love is the fact that if you're indecisive, this is the city for you because you are going to have a conniption fit about all the different foods you can eat.
Actually, shout out to the Bayview Cafe. Beautiful hole in the wall place at the top of that hill, man. That shit is delicious. I used to be there almost every day.
That was your spot.
That was my shit, man. Could nobody tell me shit? I mean, they opened at what, 5 or 6? I would be there waiting on them to open some nights or some mornings. Hella early. I'm there like, yeah, so what's up?
I just thought of a lame idea because we was talking about candy. All right? I'm going to name 10 candies. And you say yes or no, meaning you love it or hate it, basically, okay?
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit.
Who?
Exactly. No, you never had a whatchamacallit?
Oh, you said whatchamacallit. Oh, yeah, it's cool. It's too much caramel. But yeah, it's cool. It's interesting. Yeah, it's all right.
Kit Kat.
Yeah, I like the white ones better.
What?
Yeah, I do.
Milky Way.
Ew.
Okay. M&M's peanut.
It's all right.
M&M's plain.
Yeah.
Mambas.
Delicious. Brings me back to my childhood.
Skittles. Regular Skittles.
Ew.
Wildberry Skittles.
No. I don't. I'm not big on fruity candy.
Mike and Ike's.
No.
Oh, you just said on the bug. Heath bar. Or does the T of the H throw it off for you?
Heath. That's almost as bad as Big Hunk. No. It was alright. It's hella overrated, to be honest. You gotta love toffee. You have to be a toffee person for that.
Mounds.
I like Mounds and Almond Joy.
Okay, that was gonna be my next one, obviously. Snickers.
I just started loving Snickers. And not just because I want a sponsorship, but because I realized this isn't bad, actually. I usually avoid things with caramel in it. I usually do. But it's not an obsessive amount of caramel like Milky Way. Milky Way is like, what the fuck are you thinking? But
because it's chocolate caramel nougat. That's it.
Yeah, it's fucking. And as far as M&M's go, the pretzel M&M's, I love those. And the peanut butter M&M's.
Yeah, peanut butter ones.
Those are my shits.
What about any chocolate bars like Crunch, Score, Crackle, Hershey's, Cookies and Cream?
Woo, the Cookies and Cream. Hershey's? Woo. Woo. Now we talking about something. Now we cooking with gas. Now we talking. God damn it.
Hank Hill would be mad that you use gas, by the way. He's a propane man.
I know. Propane to propane accessory.
I provide the people of this community with propane and propane accessories.
Shout out to Hank Hill.
No, I do like the white chocolate Kit Kats. White chocolate cookies and cream Hershey bars. With the regular Hershey bars, I have to dip it in like some peanut butter or something like that.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, I was in love with them until Keish kept saying they taste waxy. And now every time I eat one, I feel
it's not the, okay. I was just about to say it's not the Reese's one. It's the Butterfinger ones. Those are the waxy ones.
Yeah, they are a little yeah. Yeah.
You got to eat the Reese's, the miniature Reese's. But now they kind of unwrapped, and I don't know how I feel about it.
You know what I always thought was the most overrated candy?
Peppermint Patty.
Fuck no. What?
Who combines mint and chocolate? It's like brushing your teeth with
that
sweetness.
That shit is delicious.
Oh!
Peppermint Patty is actually my second choice if I can't find Andy's, because Andy's is my shit. I eat that by the box in one sitting.
You
peppermint
see this?
Patty? Who
does
peppermint patty?
Charlie Brown does, because he never takes her ass out. That's why. Hey, Chuck.
Oh, shit. Peppermint patty is delicious, man.
It's not. Anything mint and chocolate is terrible.
It's good for you, man. Who you get to enjoy the luxury of chocolate and have your breath smelling delicious?
You sound like a coon who smokes menthols. That's what you Who's trying to sell you like it's bad for you, but it has menthol in it, and menthol can help you with certain shit because it gives you that tickle in your throat.
Is that what menthol cigarettes is about? I never knew that. I always wonder, like, what's the big deal with menthols? But I don't smoke cigarettes, so I don't know.
Yeah, menthol is a chemical that they put in like Vicks and other things, and that's why, like, when you smoke it, it opens up. I was never a cigarette smoker. I'd always smoke menthol cigarettes when I'm drunk. And if I'm outside of a bar, I need something to puff
on. That shit makes hella sense. Not all of a sudden.
What?
Fucking.
Menthol we still
cigarettes
fight.
And niggas.
That's how I feel about pepper. You what you said about peppermint patty. Shit. I need to calm down.
You need to coach who?
A Black and Mild.
Look.
But I just got out, Dave.
Oh, goddamn, man. I can't believe you just disrespected fucking peppermint patties like that.
Because you disrespected by saying fucking chocolate and peanut butter is the greatest combination. So I told you, it's war.
It is. What's better than chocolate and peanut butter?
Nachos. How about that?
Okay, when you say nachos, are you talking with the processed, the beautiful liquid gold, or are you talking about like some shredded cheese?
Hey, knowing me being a cheese connoisseur, I would use both. You got to use Velveeta.
Okay, all right, we're cool now. Because you know what?
The boys in Kiston made up.
People who use shredded cheese on nachos, like, don't talk to me. Don't do it. Like, don't say we're going to have nachos and then you put some damn shredded cheese.
In the microwave.
That's even worse, but that shit is... People, like, you put some shredded cheese, then you try to figure out how to melt it, or you put some hot, like ground beef or ground turkey, whatever the case on, that shit is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Ruin the sanctity of tortilla chips.
Oh, my God. I swear. You know what I used to hate when it comes to snacks back in the day? How Handy Snacks would just give you a little bit of cheese. Four crackers... and a little corner of fucking cheese. Who does that with a punk-ass stick?
Who does that? Shit. I forgot all about those.
Who does that? Who is that fucking cruel to do that to children? I, being the pettiest man of all time, am not that. I could not do that. And then they had other, like, candies where it's, like, or other snacks where they had, I think, like, it was a Chinese, like, graham cracker called Yin and Yang. And you open it, it had, like, chocolate. It had, like, a breadstick and it had, like, a chocolate. But it only give you, like, this much chocolate. Why do people skimp out when it comes to condiments or extras? I'll give you a great example. I ordered Chinese food the other day. Like, $50 worth of Chinese food. You give me two packages of soy sauce? What the fuck?
Why are they stingy with soy sauce?
Talking about conservation. Conserve. No, fuck that, man. I just paid an arm and a leg for this shredded rat. You better give me some fucking...
Let me tell you something. You if I spend $50 you better give me like 25 soy sauces. You better give me a bottle with that.
It's funny because on certain... And this is what I love. Another thing about San Francisco when it comes to food. Eat24 is a good food app for the fat, lazy people like myself. When you order from a restaurant, they ask you all the stuff you want that comes for free. Napkins, chopsticks, fortune cookies, sweet and sour sauce, soy sauce, utensils, sporks, forks, knives. You click on every one of those shits. Even if you don't need it, click on every one of those goddamn shits. Because you never know when you might need some of that shit.
Right. Hella hungry now?
The delivery man talking about he forgot it. Fuck him. You didn't forget it. You know goddamn well I ask for everything every time you order. Because you try to make a joke about, oh, you got a Warriors jersey. Or you know I want my goddamn utensils and my condiments. That's right.
Guess what? I forgot some of the money in your tip.
Right.
Looks like you're getting some change that I just found on the counter.
No, you ain't getting no change. You know how I am with change. That's how petty I am, folks. I steal change. I don't steal money. If I see dollar bills in somebody's house, no. But if there's quarters around, if there's loose change, I'm underneath your couch cushions, all of the whole nine.
He said underneath your couch cushions.
I am sniffing out change. When someone drops change, I'm not giving it back. It's hella heavy. What if you need to throw it at somebody or something? What if you have to pay the meter? Because a lot of the meters don't take credit cards anymore. What if you want to play a video game? What if you need to go to the laundromat? Change is hella underrated.
Fucking punk-ass meters, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm just mad because, you know, you have to deal with it in life. But whoever thought of the pay meter,
brilliant.
Should be a rich person. Probably rich. Genius. It's a genius move. It was an asshole move, but, you know. I want to buy an ATM machine.
You should.
I think you can buy those. Just charge people stupid ass amounts to use it, like $4, $3 or something. I think that's the going rate right now.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to charge like $1.50 and you were pissed off, and now, now look at this.
It's funny because a lot of people. Here's the thing with society now: a lot of people don't carry cash on them because you know they might lose it, might get robbed, might whatever the case is. you're going to get robbed anyway, because you might, your bank, like I bank with Chase, they're not, they're accessible, but sometimes what if you out somewhere, you need some money, you got to go to the local corner store, that's $3 right there.
Right. Actually, you got to get somebody that's on every corner. What I also realized, I have to go, I probably should go open one up at like Bank of America, something that's, you know, like nationwide or something like that. Because right now I bank with Comerica and they're only in Metro Detroit, obviously. So,
what is this Comerica? What is that? What is Co?
Comerica, like, it's a bank here.
Oh, Comerica, like Comerica Ballpark. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, it's an actual bank here. It's a big ass bank here. They're everywhere in Detroit and Metro Detroit, but. They're only, like, here. So, like, if I, you know, coming back home, like, it's kind of like a fuck. Now I'm forced to use one of these punk-ass, you know, get charged for some shit.
I've been banking with Chase for over 12 years now, back when it was Washington Mutual.
WaMu?
WaMu.
I'm actually tempted to go back to putting money in a shoebox.
Or get a safe, yeah. Man, you're right. Talking about all this food and money it's making me hungry for some reason. And I don't know why money talk is making me hungry, but now maybe it was that argument we had about you.
No, actually, I've been trying to eat a lot cleaner. Like even last night when I was making the shoe article, I was up eating kale and shit, trying to, you know, it's actually filling and it's clean. It's clean eating, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Although right now I am tempted to cut up a bunch of potatoes and make my little special diced up home fry style potatoes that I usually make, onions and green onions and all that good jazz. But all the grease you got to use.
Yeah.
Like, it's always a good idea. It's great the first few bites, but by the time you get to the end, you feel like, fuck, I probably shouldn't have did this.
What I've been doing, like when I make eggs, my mom got me this this skillet from the Home Shopping Network. It's like a stick free, one of those stick kind of, like you don't have to put butter on anything. Like when you put meats down, you don't have to spray it with anything. It already has that coating on it.
Yeah.
And it has like that. So, but as soon as you're done using it, you have to wash it. You have to wash it. Use the sponge, the yellow side, and you just leave it out to dry. You have to take extreme care of it, and it actually feels lighter and cleaner as well when I, instead of using the old method of using butter or Mazola or some kind of oil, canola oil, putting it on the pan. So I've been like on that tip, just like, you know, what I'm gonna do after we're done recording, actually, I'm gonna go for a walk, my good 4 mile walk, and then I'll probably get something to eat after that, but because I need to still walk off these delicious eggnog pancakes. Oh my god.
Oh, that's what's up, man. You can actually go do that right now because I'm hungry anyway. And we went on a 3 mile walk this morning, and then I came home and ate grits, so go figure.
All right, man. Yeah, no problem.
All right, yeah. As usual, people.
Tell them how they can find you.
SoundCloud. TuneIn Radio. I almost said iTunes. Fuck them. Stitcher Radio. And, of course, the couchsports.com.
You can find me raiding your local either panty drawer or convenience market for snacks.
I always picture you with like that that mask like Robin used to wear, but a black one.
The standard, like, evil vigilante mask.
Yeah, you, like, tie like, a bow in the back.
I was sniveling and conniving.
Oh man, peace, people.